Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Notices are going out to more than 30,000 people who will share a $14 million settlement over the Massachusetts drug lab scandals from a decade ago. Those being notified had their convictions dismissed because evidence in their cases was tainted by the misconduct of former state chemists Annie Dukan and Sonia Farrick. Both chemists were convicted of tampering with the drugs they were testing for evidence. The settlement is the result of a class action lawsuit against the state, and it reimburses those with dismissed cases for things such as court costs. 34-year-old Nicole Westcott of Belchertown is one of the lead plaintiffs. Westcott tells us she's seeking reimbursement for a variety of fees that she paid related to charges that were eventually dismissed in 2018 because Farrick tested the drug evidence in her case.
She had been involved with a few of the cases I was actually incarcerated for the possession charges. She was involved with testing it, and her word didn't really mean much at that point because she was it herself, you know, she having some issues.
So your charges went away because of Sonia Farrick's misconduct. What did you have to pay, and how is it determined how you'll get reimbursed?
I remember I had to pay the probation fees every month. At one point, I was on community corrections probation. So basically, I had to go show up there every day, take classes there every day. So I had to pay for that on top of the probation fees. I had to pay the victim witness fee. And I believe there were a couple more, but along with those, there was, you know, reinstating my license, which I had lost for a long time and like I was actively using, and even when I wasn't actively using, $500 was a lot of money for someone who was trying to get back up on their feet. So it was kind of just playing into that vicious cycle of like, why am I doing this? You know, I'm never going to get this.
Is that what it felt like to have all these fees? How long were you supposed to be going through probation fees and class fees and everything?
What ended up happening, like I was talking about, that vicious cycle that you go through in active alcoholism and addiction is you kind of keep going in and out of the court system. And I would, you know, get probation, and then I would get incarcerated because I couldn't complete that probation or I violated. And somehow I remember when I first got sober, I owed a bunch of probation fees, and I was actually doing really well. This was like the beginning of my sobriety, this journey. And they were about to incarcerate me because I owed, I think, like $250 I had left to pay. And I was like just about done with probation. And yeah, I remember being terrified, like, I'm doing the right things. Why are they going to incarcerate me for money? And like sitting outside of the courthouse and like hysterically crying and trying to find someone to borrow $250 from.
Did you get the $250 or did you have to go back to jail? What happened?
No, I did. I ended up, thankfully, being in recovery. Like, you meet people who just have your best interests in you, and someone did end up letting me borrow the money.
How did all of this affect your life?
Just having, you know, these cases on my record has kept me from getting jobs, getting approved for apartments. Schooling-wise, I had lost my FAFSA and had to go through a whole process getting that back. So it really held me back in the beginning of my recovery. You know, I was ready to, you know, be a functional member of society, and I was blocked from doing that because of, you know, these charges.
What are you expecting in terms of this settlement?
Well, my expectations are that the people who are involved in this are going to be able to finally get what they've deserved, you know, justice.
Any idea of how long it'll take before you might receive a check, depending on whether this all goes smoothly?
Hopefully before Christmas.
Nicole, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Nicole Westcott is a lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit over misconduct at Massachusetts drug labs. She says she doesn't know how much she's going to receive if a judge officially signs off on the settlement this fall as expected.